Michigan-based ITC Holdings wants to build very high-voltage power lines that would bring wind power and other green energy from the Great Plains to the Midwest. The idea made a big splash this week, but ongoing studies about Midwest power transmission needs are likely to delay any action on the ITC plan. Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin says when analysis of the project gets into high gear, there should be a lot of talk about the need for ITC's so-called Green Power Express.
These lines would be expensive, and typically, if they're built by regulated utilities, they receive profits based on how much money they spend building these lines. So there's always a kind of a built-in incentive to add more infrastructure than what may be needed.
Higley says, on the other hand, many people want to get green power to the marketplace. But Higley says ITC is also pushing for the federal government to assume control of power line siting, taking clout from the states. He says that would be a bad idea.
We worry that the wrong transmission lines could be built and keep ratepayers out of the debate about where they should go.
ITC Holdings says it hopes to complete its power line project in about 10 years. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.